Baba Basra, Daf Pevov Amad Aleph, page 86, side A. What happens in a case of Pirkon that the buyer or the sellers unloaded the fruit from the donkeys or the workers, Vichnisom L'Seich Beisoi, and they brought it into the house of the buyer? So although he hasn't yet acquired it, nevertheless, if after bringing it to the house posak, the seller decides and makes up the price for the merchandise, at shelo modad, even he has not yet measured, ein shnei michelim nachzer boy, and both of them cannot retract, because since the fruit are already in the house of the buyer, so as soon as the price for the merchandise is decided, the buyer acquires them through the kinyan chotzer by the acquisition of his home, of his yard. And the fact that it wasn't measured, that does not stop the sale from going through, as explained in our Mishnah, on Pidal Ramad Beis. But if the seller measured the fruit, Ad Shelei Posak, before deciding on the price, although they're in the property, in the domain of the purchaser, Shneiyem Yecholim Lachzer Behem, they can both retract the kibbutz of Charata, as the reason as we're going to explain. So nevertheless, it's explained in the Braisa that if you unload it and you decide the price, even though you hadn't measured them and they're still in the kalim, in the vessels of the containers of the seller, still the purchaser acquired them through the kinyan chotzer, through the acquisition of his home, of his yard. So therefore we can learn out of the moicher birshus lekeach, and since the vessels of the seller, while it's in the house of the purchaser, loikono, so the seller did not koine. In other words, the keli of the seller do not prevent the kinyan, the acquisition, taking place, because it becomes nullified relative to the domain of the buyer. If so, kelov de lekeach nami, so the vessels of the buyers also, when they find themselves b'shus meicher, in the property, in the domain of the seller, lekona, the purchaser has not acquired, because the keli is misbatel, becomes nullified relative to the property of the seller in which they find themselves. So from here, Rava wants to resolve the doubt of Rav Sheshes that a keli of a purchaser which finds itself in the property of the seller does not koina for him, it's not considered the kinyan chotzer, his keli does not koina for the lekeach. The Gemara pushes off Rava's proof. Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, so Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak says, now, in truth, we can say that the vessels of the purchaser in the property of the seller could acquire for him. But in the Braise, it's talking about b'sheshofchon, that he poured them out, that the purchaser poured out the merchandise, the fruit, on the floor of his home. And when it says pirkom, he unloaded them, meaning that he unloaded them in a way that he poured them out onto the karka, and he acquired them with a kinyan chatzer, acquisition of his yard. And we have no evidence from here that the vessel becomes nullified in the rishus in which it finds itself. Ikpid Rava. So Rava got upset about this challenge from Rav Nachman Yitzchak to his proof. And he said, Midi shfachan katoni, doesn't the Raisa written that he poured them out? Perka katoni, it says he unloaded them, he unloaded the fruit from the donkeys and from the workers as is, inside of the sacks, the bags, the kelim of the mecher, and still he was koine. So from here we have evidence that the keli does become bottled to the property in which it finds itself. So the Gemara pushes off Rava's evidence in another way. Ella Amar Mar Barabashi, but Mar Barabashi said that in the Braisa is talking about Bimi Sachle the Sumei. We're talking about bundles of shumim, of garlic, which it's not usual, it's unusual to put them into bags. So immediately when you unload it from the donkeys and from the workers, they are right away laying on the actual property on the ground of the lekeach, and therefore it's kind of rakinin chotzer through the acquisition of his yard, but there's no raya, there's no proof from this braisa that the akeli would become bottle secondary to the property in which it finds itself. The Gemara explains what it's written in the braisa, that even when you unloaded the fruit in the house of the purchaser, if you did not decide the price, he's not going. Amar le Huna b'reid marzuta l'Ravino. So Huna, the son of Marzuta, said to Ravino, "Migdi pirkon katon." It says in the Braisa is dealing with in a situation that pirkon, that he actually unloaded the fruit in the house of the purchaser. So since that's the case, mali posak. Why? What difference is it if he decided the price? Umali loy pasak. And what difference does it make that he didn't decide the price? But once the seller agreed to sell it, and they're in his yard, so he should acquire them because they're in his property. Amalei, so Ravina says to Hunob, the son of Marzutra, pasak, if the seller decided on the price, samchadaita. So then they each one relied in his mind, in their minds respectively, to have this deal go through. However, loy pasak, if he didn't decide on the price, loy samchadaita, one of them may not, either one of them did not rely because the seller thinks that the buyer will not wish to pay or not agree to pay the price that he may be asking. And the buyer worries that the seller will ask a price more than he has intent to pay. So therefore, there's not some chadaita, not coin. Now we're going to go back to the issue before, that what is the halal, what is the issue, what is the din with regards to the vessels of the buyer in the property of the seller. Oh, but Ravina says, Ravashi Toshma. Come and listen. The Rav Shmuel Amri Tarvayu. Both of them, Rav Shmuel, both agree that Kilya Shel Odom Koyim LeBechol Mokot, that the vessel of the person will acquire from anywhere they may be. So the lotion of it says Bechol Mokot everywhere. La Tu Yemai. What is it coming? Which place is this coming to include? Lav La Tu Yeh Bishus Meicher. Isn't it coming to include the vessels of the buyer in the Shus Meicher, that they would also acquire for the Lekeach? And the Gemara pushes off and says, yeah, it may be true that it's coming to include the vessels of the buyer in the property of the seller. However, Hosom, in the words of Rav Shmuel, is speaking to Omar Lay, that the seller says to him, Zil Kenei, go ahead and acquire. Go and acquire the fruit. Since the intent of the seller is to give him permission to use his yard, he can therefore go ahead and acquire within his kelim. But when Rav Sheshes had the doubt, is in a situation where the seller hadn't said anything, can the vessels of the buyer still acquire him in the property of the seller? The Gemara now brings a statement with regards to the dinim of acquisition, and we're going to ask on it from the Braisa of Arba Midas. Tanan Hosim. We learned over there in the Mishnah Kiddushin Chavav Amud Aleph, Nechosim Sheyesh La Machrayis, properties that do carry on them responsibility. This is basically real estate, Karka. So Karka is Niknin B'Kesef. They are, can be acquired through money that you pay, the buyer pays to the seller, Uvishtar, and through a document which the seller writes to the buyer in a document might feel the soul to you, and it gives him the document. And an act of a chazaka, when the purchaser does an act which shows ownership in the property, such as null goder uparetz, locking or fencing or breaking through, that would be a way of acquiring the karkois, the nechosim sheyesh lamachrayis. B'she'ein lamachrayis, but what about assets that don't have responsibility, which is metaltlin, movables? And niknin ella b'mishicha, they cannot be acquired only by pulling them, that the seller, that the buyer pulls the object to his rishus, or to a rishus, or to a property that he has a portion in it, such as a simta, the side of the rishus rabim, or a yard that belongs to partners. So, with regards to this Mishnah, it said, "Bisuru masten lo lohoshmaita." In Surah, they said this statement, "Mishmei the Rav Chisda." The following statement in the name of Chisda, and be from Pedisa masten lo mishmei the Rav Kana. In Pedisa, they said the following statement in the name of Rav Kana. Va'amru le mishmei the Rav, and others say in the name of Rav, and this is what they said. Loishanu, we didn't learn the din that this we mentioned before, that immovables can be acquired with mishicha by pulling in all the dvarim shein darkum lagbi, only such matters that because they're heavy, it's unusual to raise them. Aval dvarim, but light matters shein darkum lagbiya, that you can easily raise them bagba in, you can kind of them by raising them, but mishicha loy, but just pulling in not kind of. So the Gemara asks on this halacha from the Tosefta. Yosef Abaye was sitting with Kamalo Shmaita and was saying this this statement that those matters that you usually raise cannot be acquired through Mashiach. So Rabbi Adabar Masna asked the question of Abaye. We learned in the Tosefta, Baba Kama Peritas, Hey Invov, Loch Hey Invov. Says a goyin of kis b'Shabbos, one who steals a wallet on Shabbos, and he takes it out from the property of the one who steals it into the public domain. So the din is chayiv; he has to pay for the theft. So although that he's also obligated, now he gets the penalty of death by beis din before taking out a wallet from the private domain to the public domain. And a person who is obligated for his act, a more stringent punishment, such as death, would not be also obligated for that same act, a lighter penalty, which is money, but here he has to pay the payment. Because shekvar neschayiv b'gneiva, because he was already obligated to pay for the gneiva when he raised the wallet in the property of the owners. Prior to his coming to the prohibition of Shabbos by taking it out from one domain to the other domain. Since both of these obligations have not rested at the same time, so he was obligated during the time that he raised it in the obligation, a monetary obligation for the theft, and when he takes it out, he's obligated misa. But if he didn't raise the wallet, but rather Hoya Megorer V'Yotzi was dragging the wallet and going out and dragging going out until he came to the public domain, then his potter, then he's exempt from paying for the theft. Why? Shahadei Yisur Shabbos V'Gneiva, because the prohibition that would for Shabbos, which obligates him, which causes him the penalty of death, and the prohibition of theft, which obligates him to pay money, Boink Echot, they come at once at the same time. So the Ba'ad, the Marmasna, completes now his question, Varekviz the Barakbohu, but a wallet is something which is usually picked up, because it's something light. And still you can acquire it by pulling it, as explained in the Braise, that it's only because that he was obligated Misa, with his act, that he's not obligated in payment. And this is not like the statement that Abaye brought, that those things that are usually acquired, that usually are raised, cannot be koine with Mashiach. Amar le Abaye,
Amar Leis, Abaye said to him that the Bryce is dealing with Bemisna, with a strap. In other words, it's a wallet that has a strap, and you have the ability to drag it, the wallet through it. And that's why it's Kone B'mishicha. So Rabbi Adam Mazda continues and asks, no, not Mr. Kamina. I'm also talking about a wallet that is tied with a strap. So what does it help? The end of the day, the wallet is very small and usually you raise it. So why should it be Kone with Mishicha by pulling it? Amar Leis, Abaye says that the intention is that the Rais is dealing with the Midi the Boy Misna, by a matter that needs a strap. In other words, we're talking about a large wallet that needs a strap in order to pull it, and it's not usual to raise it, and that's why you can be Kone with Mishicha. The Gemara asks a question from the Braisa of Arba Midas on this statement. Toshma, come and listen. We learned in the Braisa, but down Behemoth Aleph, with regards to the four measures by sellers. So what does it say in the third halacha over there, that if the measuring vessel, measuring cup, or the measuring vessel, was with the fair, with the fruit, were find themselves birshus meicher, in the property of the seller, loikana. So the purchaser did not acquire the fruit achi yagbieno or achi etzena birshusay. Either he raises it or he takes it out from his birshus b'mishicha. So he has to make mishicha alma. So what do we see from here? From the fact that the Braisa writes both ways, that you can do either one, that even midi the barak bo, even something which you can raise like the measuring vessel with the fruit, e boy, if he wants, can acquire it barak bo by raising it, konilei, he can acquire it. The boy, and if he wants, b'mishicha konilei, he can also acquire it through mishicha. So we see from here that even the matter which is usually raised can be acquired through Mashiach. The Gemara answers, Amar Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Nachman Yitzchak says, Letzdod in Ketonim. That the Braise learns this din in two different vessels. If it's a vessel that midi the Bar Hagboah, that it's something that you can raise, then he should acquire it through Hagboah, through raising it. And midi the Bar Mashiachah b'Mashiachah. But if it's an item which normally is raised, then Taka Mashiach will not help, but you'll have to actually raise it.